Longtime Democrat Senator Ben Cardin touts Biden's leadership before possible re-election campaign. By Jacob Bliss on February 27, 2023. Senator Ben Cardin, a longtime Democrat lawmaker from Maryland, touted President Joe Biden's leadership before a potential run for a six-year term in the upper chamber in 2024. The senator, who was first elected to office in 1986, has still not officially announced on running for re-election in 2024, a presidential year where Biden could also be on the ballot. Cardin, who overlapped much of his time in Congress with Biden from 1987 to 2009, touted the president's leadership in the White House over the weekend. "Domestically, I think the ability to pass up a major agenda during the first 2 years shows that he knows how to handle our domestic agenda," Cardin said of Biden when confronted on Fox News Sunday with a poll that shows a majority would like someone else to run for president. "I think his leadership has been very valuable for our country, and I think he will be shown historically to have been a very effective president," the Maryland Democrat said. On foreign policy, Cardin, who sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, added that Biden really united the free world by making a surprise visit to Ukraine last week, something Biden did instead of visiting East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailed. Despite Cardin's enthusiasm, the Fox News poll that the senator was asked about showed 53% of registered voters would prefer to see someone else be the Democrat nominee for president instead of Biden, while 37% said they want to see him be the nominee again. The poll also found that 55% disapproved of Biden, while only 44% approved of his job as president. Biden is also expected to announce a 2024 campaign run in the coming weeks, according to First Lady Jill Biden, who said he has pretty much nothing else to do besides figure out a time and place to make the announcement. Additionally, Cardin is reportedly expected to make a bid for another six-year term. However, while he is taking his time to decide, other Democrats are reportedly preparing campaigns that can strike ASAP if the genial Marylander retires. Just like longtime incumbent Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, who recently announced she would not seek re-election and raised less than $600 in the last quarter of 2022, Cardin did not raise a lot of money. Cardin raised less than $30,000 over the last 3 months of the year and ended 2022 with just over $1 million in the bank. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.